Hello and welcome to Advanced Practice Weekly. My name is AJ Batt and I will be your host. Today I'm joined by Narendra, who is an ACP in mental health. We're doing a special this month on mental health advanced practice. So we'll be introducing you to different advanced practitioners working in the mental health sphere. And Narendra is one of our first. So Narendra, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I started nursing, mental health nursing in 2006. I trained for 3 years and I qualified in 2009 and I qualified with London South Bank University. Following that, I went into the field of mental health and substance misuse working with adults. Following that, I've worked in that field for predominantly 10 years, and then I moved on to working in CAMHS, which where I'm currently at. While working in CAMHS, I have started the MSc Advanced Clinical Practice course, and that lasted 2 years. Yeah, 2006, I started my course and I completed.
Okay, fabulous. And were you always interested in mental health, or did that just sort of happen by chance? Or did you start out as a mental health nurse, or did you start out as a normal nurse?
So I started out as a mental health nurse. I've always done mental health nursing. And my key area why I was really interested in mental health nursing is because it was come from a personal background where I was living with someone who had mental health problems.
Right, okay.
And I saw that surface in my personal life and I wanted to know a little bit more about it, hence going into the academia a bit and then going into practice.
Okay, great. I think that happens for quite a lot of us in healthcare, doesn't it? If we have like an elderly parent or something who's unwell, then that kind of makes us interested in healthcare. So more recently, you've gone on to do your advanced practice master's at London South Bank. Can you mentioned that it was only 2 years long. Can you just give us a little bit more about that? Because it's quite unusual to do a master's in 2 years.
Definitely. So within my trust, which is East London NHS Foundation Trust, I'm one of the three first members who started this course. So we went through something called an apprenticeship route. So which was a very intense course because we are all working full time, but we had to manage a level 7 course and a full time job and personal life within that 2 year time frame. But obviously, prior to all that, we committed to the course. We needed to be committed to the course, and which we have done and completed now.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about the course? Can you tell me how it was structured, what you did in the first year, what you did in the second year, just for our listeners?
So for the first year of the course, I mean, we started in January 2021, which was in the midst of COVID. So it was really difficult in that period of time to go between back and forth, having face-to-face classes. So one of our first modules was the physical health module, which was really, it was really difficult because we had to do most of it virtually, but the lecturers really did support us and try to allow us to do practice online. Obviously, we had to do everything via PPE and all the policies of COVID and moving alongside that. But it was that level of difficulty during that period of time. In the first year, we learned stuff about leadership and complexity in different models. We also did a QI project coming up to the second year, which was really, really interesting. And that was really work-based and which really helped develop more for our practice and clinical practice within work because we were working in a team way. So we were more working alongside our colleagues and they helped us and support us throughout the course as well.
So was your end of year project, did you have to do a dissertation or was it some type of quality improvement piece?
So because of the apprenticeship route, we had something called an endpoint assessment, which is quite different from the normal Health Education England master's route. So the apprenticeship one, you have something called endpoint assessment, which is comprised of an assessment, a presentation and a written exam.
And how was that endpoint assessment?
The presentation part surfaced into a report, a change report, more or less like a mini QI project. But that project also came about as a presentation. So we had to present what we are going to do. And then we had to write about, you know, how we're going to do it, mm-hmm. which was really, really good. In my change report, I talked about the safe storage of FP10 prescriptions, which is the green prescriptions in practice and the safety and storage practice. And I was asked at the end to publish that because it's something quite unique. And while doing the research for that topic, it was really difficult to find information. So it comes at a plus because I'm now going to be able to publish that
Oh, that's
and share that
fantastic.
information.
And how was the written exam? What was the written exam like? Was it multiple choice? Did you have to write an essay?
It was long answer questions. So we had we had 8 questions and we had to answer all, and it was all purely clinical practice. So things about, your prescribing skills, things about your leadership skills, things about risk assessment and management, care planning, complex needs, how you're going to meet all that as an ACP. And then that is what we were marked on.
Oh, so it kind of reflected those four pillars, but from a clinical sort of standpoint.
Definitely, definitely. And yes, it all touched on the 4 pillars, which was, yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm sure our listeners will be interested to hear about that endpoint exam, because when people talk about the apprenticeship, they get a little bit scared about those endpoint exams, but it sounds like that they actually really do prepare you to go into that advanced practice role at the end of
To be honest with you,
it.
AJ, I did not have to study to write that exam because it all came from a clinical point of view and what you really do in practice. So that the modules that you do and even the PBLs that you do within the work environment whilst doing the master's, it really prepares you to do that exam. So I didn't have to study or learn something
Great.
new. It's just that what and whatever knowledge I've gained for those 2 years, that's what I needed to put in that paper, and I was fully prepared for that.
That sounds like you were taught really well on those 2 years to prepare you for that exam. That sounds brilliant. Okay, great stuff. So we've talked about your education. We talked a little bit about where you've come from how you've got to where you are now. So you're now qualified ACP in mental health. You mentioned that you now work in CAMHS. Some of our listeners won't know what CAMHS is. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so CAMHS is Child and Adolescents Mental Health Services, and we treat young people under the age of 18. I particularly work in the neurodevelopmental team and also something called a emotional and behavioral pathway. So I work in two teams, which is really, really quite different from each other. My role is predominantly prescribing, so I will be doing the prescribing in terms of the neurodevelopment pathway, prescribing for ADHD, autism, learning difficulties, and poor sleep. In the emotional and behavioral pathway, you get diagnosis of or people presenting with self-harm, suicidal ideation, depression, OCD, and then you also have a hand to prescribe medication for that in terms of antipsychotics, antidepressant tablets as well.
Oh, so it's quite a big scope of practice, isn't it, for you? You've got two very different hats on depending on what day you're working where.
Yeah, and I mean clinically that pillar is fully being met in my role. It was being met before I started the course, but I'm now in advanced assessment level in terms of I know more, I have more knowledge in terms of asking questions, doing an assessment. It really, really helped me shape my current role that I'm doing. In terms of research, I'm also now the CPD lead for my service. So that means I'm in charge of, getting CPD sessions on a monthly basis for my staff. So that in itself is meeting the teaching aspect. I'm also doing, I've been asked to come back to teach on the LSBU and the child ACP pathway. So that's a pathway is going to be met in terms of the education teaching pathway in the pillars.
That's fantastic, isn't it? So doing this ACP, this advanced practice masters that you've done, is really opening up lots of avenues for you now. It's really sort of being given you the springboard to do other things, hasn't it?
Definitely. And in terms of, I've always wanted to be halfway between clinical and academia. And having been asked back to come back and teach for LSBU, which is a massive achievement. I'm also doing something called a psychopharmacology module where I am teaching ADHD 4 times a year from my current trust, which is really a good opportunity to have, teaching experience. In terms of the leadership, as I said, I'm leading on the CPD, but I'm also looking at more avenues and more ways to advance my practice at the moment.
So, what do you see the next step is for you? Obviously, you've mentioned a bit of education. You are where you are now. Would you like to go and do some? Would you like to do a PhD maybe in the future? Is that something you're considering?
At the moment, at the
Or do you
moment,
need a break?
the moment I need a break, but that's something maybe later on in the future. I think I want to do get the ball rolling in terms of my teaching, and then probably later on I'd look into doing a PhD. Never say no.
Never say never. Absolutely. That's fantastic. Okay, great. Narendra, ACP and Mental Health from East London Mental Health Trust. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really good to get a quick insight into your background, your training, and the important work that you're doing in East London. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, AJ.